in the limelight.
The sudden concern for international law regarding Ukraine is nowhere to be found when it comes to Israeli regime's illegal occupation, an annexation of Palestinian and Syrian land, and its imposition of an apartheid regime on the entire Palestinian people, a crime against humanity, says Ali Abu Nima, journalist, in an article published under the heading Ukraine crisis highlights West hypocrisy over Israeli regime's land theft. Stay tuned for more. Just a day after Moscow recognized the independence of Donetsk and Luhansk from Ukraine, the European Union came out swinging against what it characterized as Russian aggression. The measure will also hit banks that are financing Russian military and other operations in those territories, and aim to thwart the ability of the Russian state and government to access the EU's capital and financial markets and services. These sanctions, likely to be followed by others, supposedly flow from the EU's deep respect for international law, as well as the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. The US is also laying out sanctions in response to what Washington describes as Russian invasion of the two eastern regions that have been under control of a pro-Russian separatist since 2014. Germany, which is largely dependent on gas supplies from Russia, announced the suspension of plans to build the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Washington's goal has been to bring Ukraine into the anti-Russia NATO military alliance, something Moscow sees as an existential threat and is strongly opposed by many among Ukraine's large ethnic Russian population. Yet the sudden concern for international law regarding Ukraine is nowhere to be found when it comes to the Zionist regime's illegal occupation and annexation of Palestinian and Syrian land, and its imposition of an apartheid regime on the entire Palestinian people, a crime against humanity. These Israeli regime's crimes could, of course, not be perpetrated without American and European support. When the Trump administration moved the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Al-Quds in 2017, effectively recognizing the Zionist regime's illegal annexation of the city, the EU rejected the move. The EU also rejected the 2019 U.S. recognition of the Zionist regime's illegal annexation of Syria's occupied Golan Heights. Ironically, one of the handful of countries ready to follow the U.S. in recognizing the Zionist regime's illegal annexation of Al-Quds is none other than the U.S. and EU-backed government in Ukraine. Notably, the Biden administration has refused to rescind Trump's recognition of the Zionist regime's blatantly illegal acts, even as Washington blasts Russia for recognizing Donetsk and Luhansk. Indeed, Biden himself maintains an illegal U.S. occupation of parts of Syria. Under Trump, its explicit purpose was to plunder the country's oil. Yet the European Union, which has criticized both the US and Russia for their actions, has not imposed any sanctions on Washington for aiding and abetting the Zionist regime's crimes. That is hardly surprising. For decades, the European Union has acknowledged that the Zionist regime's occupation, theft, and annexation of Palestinian land is illegal. But instead of sanctioning it, Brussels rewards and encourages it. The stark contrast with the immediate American and EU resort to sanctions against Russia is not lost on Palestinians. Wassam Ahmad of the Palestinian human rights group Al-Haq said recently, "For us as Palestinians, we see this discussion and we ask ourselves, where is this discussion when it comes to Palestine? Ahmad was speaking during a webinar hosted by Finnish lawmaker Veronica Honkaslo, focusing on a bill she has introduced to ban trading goods from occupied territories. Ahmad observed, "The occupation of Palestinian territory has been going on for a much longer period of time." He said that the persistent lack of action in response to the Zionist regime's violation of Palestinian rights and international law undermines the credibility of the rule of law being something that applies across the board. Frustrated with the complicity, hypocrisy, and unaccountability of their leaders, people across the continent are launching a European Citizens Initiative to force Brussels to close European markets to products and services from settlements in occupied territories, including the Zionist colonies on Palestinian and Syrian lands. A European Citizens Initiative is a formal process that is meant to allow citizens to influence EU policy. It requires gathering the signatures of at least 1 million people from across the bloc. This one has already passed the first hurdle of being formally registered by the European Commission, the EU's executive body. That came after the Commission had refused to register a similar initiative in 2019, a decision that was overturned last year when organizers went to court. Even though illegal settlements constitute a war crime under international law, the EU allows trade with them, said the European Legal Support Center, one of 100 organizations urging EU citizens to sign on to the initiative. Human Rights Watch, one of the several major human rights groups that over the last year have concluded that the Israeli regime perpetrates the crime against humanity of apartheid, is also backing the initiatives. Settlements unlawfully rob local populations of their land, resources and livelihoods, Bruno Stagno, chief advocacy officer at Human Rights Watch, stated, adding, "No country should be enabling the trade in goods produced as a result of land theft, displacement and discrimination." Frances Black, an Irish senator who sponsored legislation in her country to ban trade in settlement goods, is also urging support for the initiative. Although passed by the Irish Parliament, the government in Dublin is blocking the implementation of Black's Occupied Territories Bill. Meanwhile, the similar bill in Finland is coming up for the first vote. It has secured 35 sponsors out of Finland's 200 members of parliament. If it passes, this would be only the first step towards becoming law. More than 40 Palestinian human rights, political and cultural organizations have written to Finnish MPs. In a letter seen by the Electronic Intifada, they urge lawmakers to support the bill, calling it a crucial opportunity for Finland to lead by example on complying with relevant obligations under international human rights and international humanitarian law. Contrary to persistent Israel lobby complaints that the Zionist regime is being singled out, all these initiatives would ban trade in goods from any occupied territory, including Western Sahara, which is occupied by Morocco. In September, the European Court of Justice annulled an EU trade deal with Morocco because it included Western Sahara without the consent of its people and their internationally recognized representatives, the Polisario Front. During the recent seminar hosted by Finnish MP Honkaslo, Salah Abdul Muhammad, an advocate for Sahrawi self-determination, charged that the EU continues to allow the import of goods plundered from Sahrawi territories such as sardines and tomatoes. that are falsely labeled as products of Morocco. The European Citizen Initiative that would stop trade with the Zionist regime settlement faces an enormous uphill battle. Of course, it would not even be necessary if EU governments really respected norms they now accuse Russia of violating. But time and again, international law proves not to be a yardstick against which all are measured, but a club used by the strong exclusively for their own advantage.